The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
We really believe that beauty starts from within. When you take care of yourself on the inside, you literally transforms the outside. Inside, outside. You got to take care of both. So this brand we're about to share with you was actually introduced to me by a future guest coming on, and she was raving about it. So I had to try it. I can't tell you the guest yet. You have to find out. She's amazing. You will absolutely love her. I have with me today Peak Tea, and all of their products are incredible. I really want to chat about Peak's Radiant Skin Trio Bundle. It's three products that literally improve the appearance of skin from within. This special bundle has me covered in the morning, afternoon, and night. Okay, I'm going to walk you guys through it. Okay, so the first product is called the Sun Goddess Matcha. It is the best matcha I have ever had. It literally is like an antioxidant facial for my skin. The name alone sold me. Sun Goddess? Yes, please. It is an antioxidant powerhouse that helps support healthy digestion for radiant skin. Peak's matcha has more chlorophyll, and chlorophyll, if you guys don't know this, really helps promote clear skin and brighter complexion. The second product is Daily Immune. It's the absolute best vitamin C for radiant skin. Dr. Kellyanne taught us that our natural collagen production starts to slow down in our 20s. Vitamin C, for whomever is listening, is vital in the production of collagen and plays a key role in keeping it plump, supple, and glowing. This vitamin C is maximized for absorption to support your skin's glow from the inside out. I love that it makes a great addition to my skincare routine, especially since I already use a topical vitamin C serum. And you guys know how much I swear by my vitamin C serum. Lastly, from the bundle, it's called the Hibiscus Beauty Elixir. And it has become my nightly beauty routine obsession. Powerful antioxidants, vitamin C to support glowing, healthier looking skin. It tastes good. It's so warm. It's delicious. And it really does help support healthy aging and promotes calm and rejuvenation. They have offered our listeners a limited time deal for everything you need to create a healthy skin routine. All you have to do is go to peaktea.com/lipstick with code lipstick for 5% off site wide. That's peaktea.com, peaktea.com/lipstick and use code lipstick for 5% off your order.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Emisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty. And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful.
We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
Hi, Emisha.
Hi, Miss Molly.
All right. Today, we are so excited because we love clean beauty. But more importantly, we love clean beauty that actually works. We're obsessed, because of Lipstick on the Rim, we're always obsessed with whoever comes on here, and they come on here for a reason, but everyone wants to be her, look like her, eat like her.
She looks like someone I want to go and hang out with, and I don't know, she just looks like a good time all
she
around.
She is the queen of clean beauty. She's a former Laguna Beach star turned badass entrepreneur. I've known her now for several years. Kristen Cavallari, she has written 3 books. She's 3 times a New York Times bestseller. She has an incredible empire called Uncommon James. They sell everything from jewelry to children's pajamas. And by the way, their kids' clothing is exceptional. Like, it's every type of beige, rose. It's so good. Her homeware. But today we're going to talk to her about clean beauty and a little bit about her business. And just, people are obsessed with her, and we really wanted you guys as listeners to kind of get to know her and what she does, and more importantly, how she does it. We are so excited to have Miss Kristen Cavallari.
It's so nice to meet you. I'm Emisha.
Hi.
Hi.
I know. Nice to meet you.
I know.
I wish I was in studio with you guys.
I do too. She was supposed to be.
But Zooms. Here we are.
I think the last time I saw you, we did a live. She has this incredible cookbook. I was telling our listeners that you have three books, but True Comfort, it is so good. It's free of gluten and refined sugar, but we made the Brussels sprouts that were,
yes,
I mean, caramelized. Just yummy. It had honey. They were like on the skillet. So good.
Oh, I need to make that recipe.
Oh my God, it's so good. You guys got to get this cookbook. It is so good. How are you?
I'm good. Everything is good.
Are you back in Nashville?
I'm in Nashville. Yeah, it's pitch black out right now. So that's why I look a little dark, although no one can see me. But, and I love that you guys are drinking drinks right
we
now.
Are.
I have a tea.
We
and,
are.
But I should be drinking tequila like you guys.
See, this is why we wanted to talk to you,
yeah,
because you're clean. We're drinking during the middle of the day and you're sipping on tea looking
love
like
it.
An angel.
I don't know. Yeah, but you guys are having more fun than me. Let's be honest.
So wait a second. Did they film at DVF?
They did a spinoff. I was at DVF when that spinoff happened. The City.
The City.
Yeah.
You weren't on that, Kristen, were you?
No.
I just did The Hills.
The Hills. I know. We were avid. We were, you know, we were 12 watching you. Kidding.
Yeah.
But we were avid watchers. No, but we loved it. We love you and we love everything. And we've gotten, you know, Lipstick on the Rim is all, you know, all about like connecting people. And people DM us like who they want us to talk to, and your name kept coming up. So thank you for coming on the platform.
Aww.
We love you. We love everything that you represent. You have three great, incredible children, recently divorced, but we're doing okay, right?
No, we're good. I know. And that's so funny. It's like there's this stigma with divorce. I'm not afraid to be like, yeah, I'm divorced. I'm not ashamed of it. I've learned so much from it. I think it's been a really good thing. I think everything we go through in life, there's a lesson in everything. And if you can look at the hardships from that lens, you can just grow and learn a lot. And that's what I've decided to do with that situation. So yes, all is well.
But you're also a business entrepreneur, which
yeah,
is
you
what
are.
I absolutely love. I just think that you wear so many different hats. And I just love that there's so many different angles to what you do. You're not one dimensional. You are like 27 different dimensions. So I want to hear about that.
Yeah. So I'm obsessed with frames. I've always tried to hold on to my memories for as long as I can. And sometimes the only way to do that is to frame them. I've been obsessed with this amazing new service I discovered called FrameBridge. FrameBridge makes it easier and more affordable than ever to frame your favorite things. And the best part is you don't even have to leave your house. From art prints and posters to the photos sitting on your phone, you can FrameBridge just about anything. So go to framebridge.com and upload your photo. Or if you need something bigger framed, they'll send you a packaging to safely mail in your physical pieces. You guys really need to know how easy the process is. All you do is go to framebridge.com and upload your photo. Or if you need something bigger framed, they'll send you packaging to safely mail in your physical pieces. Seriously, I love this company. They make the whole process so easy. Then you can preview your item online in dozens of frames, styles, and gallery wall layouts. You can choose your favorite or get free recommendations from their talented designers. This is honestly one of my favorite features they have. How great is it that you can actually see how it's going to look instead of just hoping you like it? The experts at FrameBridge then custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece straight to you or anyone on your list. You can order online at framebridge.com, or if you'd rather shop in person, they have locations in New York, DC, Atlanta, Philly, Boston, or Chicago. How sweet would it be to get a gift handcrafted, personalized from FrameBridge this holiday season? Their frames start at $39 and all shipping is free. FrameBridge truly makes it so easy to give a unique and special gift to your loved ones. They literally take all the hard work out of it. They offer beautiful holiday gift wrapping, and you can customize everything on the frames. Matte, no matte, colors, honestly, the list goes on. Plus, you know I got you guys a discount code. My listeners will get 15% off their first order at framebridge.com when they use my code LIPSTICK. Go to framebridge.com and use promo code LIPSTICK to save an additional 15% off your first order. Just go to framebridge.com, that's F-R-A-M-E, bridge, B-R-I-D-G-E.com, and enter promo code LIPSTICK. Don't forget, I promise you guys, you're going to be obsessed.
Well, let's take it back. How did Uncommon James happen? I mean, we know now you're going into beauty, but how did the original Uncommon, and I was actually telling her, she, Emisha has three gorgeous little girls, but I was telling her about your clothing line, your children's clothing line. It's like the perfect beigey, beautiful, like not really a print, but if there is a print, it's like sophisticated and chic. Her children's clothes are unbelievable.
Oh, I need to see them all.
Yeah. Well, and Molly, thanks for always supporting little James too. Your kids are always wearing the pajamas. So I really do appreciate that. But so Uncommon James came because at the time I had a shoe line with Chinese Laundry and I really love accessories. I think they can make or break your outfit. But because I had my shoe line, I felt like jewelry was the next natural step. And I actually had a jewelry line before Uncommon James with my best friend, Chelsea. And I feel like sometimes you learn what not to do instead of what to do. Mm-hmm. And that's almost more valuable. So that we had that line for about a year and ultimately it blew up in my face. So when I started Uncommon James, I had this fire, this passion to be like, I know what I'm doing. I want to prove everybody wrong. I was like, I know my customer. I know my girl. I know what she wants. And so from the time that I decided to launch Uncommon James to when I actually did, it was only 4 months. In hindsight, you know, I didn't have a business plan. I didn't really think anything through. I found someone to create my website and I found a jewelry manufacturer. And from there, I was unstoppable. Maybe, you know, I think there is some beauty in that innocence of like just going for it, overthinking things. Where now, you know, we just launched Uncommon Beauty. It wasn't, that beauty has kind of faded. I feel like now there's more pressure. There's more eyeballs on us. And I want to make sure that I'm, you know, thinking things long-term rather than just instantaneous. And so it's shifted, but I do think that's ultimately gotten me where I am because I didn't overthink things. And I just decided this is what I'm going to do. And it was more just a hobby. And I was a stay-at-home mom essentially at the time. And so I was just doing it for fun.
By the way, she has now two stores, one in Nashville, Tennessee, and one in Dallas, Texas. So this little thing she did on the fly that might not have had a business plan, well, guess you got a business plan now because something's working. It's awesome. I mean, I have to say it is.
We actually have Chicago too. We have three stores.
Oh, wow.
And then we're going to do two more next year. So yeah.
It's great. So
it's wild.
What made you want to launch a clean beauty line? Like what was it about clean skincare that you were drawn to? I mean, it's something that we believe in, but don't always necessarily commit to with every product.
Well, I actually, skincare and beauty wasn't even really on my radar. I have to credit my CMO, my chief marketing officer at the time, because he was the one who noticed people were asking about my skincare routine a lot. So he thought maybe there was something there. He had previously worked for a sunscreen company. And so he was still in touch with their lab. So we decided to reach out to their lab. Just start the conversation. I knew nothing about it. I wanted them to educate me. I wanted to know what was in the products I was using at the time. So I sent off all of my high-end products that I thought were relatively clean. I came to find out they, in fact, are not clean at all. And you can essentially be a clean skincare line or beauty line, you know, makeup line, whatever. And really, you're not. And that was alarming to me. And they also told me that all of these filler ingredients that they're using do the opposite effect. So while we sit here putting these creams and, you know, potions and lotions on our face thinking that they're anti-aging and all of these things, they're in fact aging us. And that was also alarming to me. So I felt as though there really was a need for a clean skincare line that was in fact clean, that was still really effective. So we launched with our five core products. They are the foundation of my daily routine. And then next year we have two more waves of other products, things like a natural alternative to a Retin-A, some eye patches, things that are a little bit more fun that are still very much a part of the routine, maybe just not a part of the daily routine.
And so what are your five products?
So we have our face wash, which is actually a powder, and you can control the consistency of it with how much water you mix with it. So I love it because it can either be a really light, gentle cleanser, or it can be a deep exfoliator. Then we have an eye cream, which as we get older, I could argue is the most important step in the beauty routine to fill in the
lines. I just said that.
We literally just said that. We're like, women, men, whoever's listening, everyone needs a good eye cream.
Yeah. The other day, I touched my eye area and it didn't move. I went like this in the rearview mirror and my skin stayed where I left it. And I was like, oh my God, how do I like push her back down? Like I literally had a heart attack in the car. I was like, this is not. I went home and put Aquaphor.
I'm gonna get you some eye cream.
I was not okay. I was not well after that.
I'm gonna get you some Uncommon Beauty eye cream. We're gonna fix that. That is hilarious. But so then we have my favorite product is our pineapple peptide nectar. Ooh. So this is essentially 2-in-1. It's vitamin C and it's peptides. It's brightening. It's anti-aging. It's hydrating. It's everything that you want in a serum. And then we have our daily water cream, which is our daily moisturizer, which you really have to experience the texture because it's almost like a water gel. It absorbs into the skin beautifully. I'm prone to breakouts and clogged pores. I can load this on and it doesn't clog my skin. And then we have a lip balm. So just a great core foundation for anyone's daily routine.
And you were going back when you had started the jewelry line with your friend and you talked about having it fail. What were some of the things that you took away from that to go on and launch all of the other things with Uncommon?
Well, we really came at it from two completely different perspectives. I was looking at the company long-term. I wanted to grow it. I was thinking 5 years ahead, where she was coming at it from needing a buck today, you know, needing a paycheck right now, which is fine. It's just different. And I think when you are in that mode of, I gotta, you know, make money quickly, you know, you're not thinking long-term. And ultimately that can be damaging for your brand long term. And I really was just marketing. I was the face of it. She was running operations. She was designing. And I just felt like if I could be in charge of that stuff, I felt like I could do a lot more. And maybe that's part of me being a little bit of a control freak. Even still, I want to know everything going on in the company, but it's my name and it's my baby. And I feel like I have a good handle on my customer, on my girl. And so luckily, you know, everything I'm designing, I love, and I'm really happy that my customer responds to all the same things that I like. So it's actually just, it's fun and it's easy and I just really enjoy it.
I think that right there is the key. I've worked in marketing for over 20 years. And I think what you're saying right there, I know what my girl wants. That's the magic. Like there's so many brands that have money, that have an idea, but they don't know what their brand, like what their customer wants and who their customer is. And you can sit there and you can do focus groups all day. But if you instinctually don't know what they want, then it's just like you're throwing things out there and seeing what sticks. And that's not a business.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, Emisha, you've been in, you know, fashion and beauty for 20 plus years. She was at DVF and Club Monaco and the whole thing. And it's like knowing that customer, knowing who your person is. As much like in love life, knowing who your person, it is so important when you are trying to start a business, have a business, sell a product. Like that's everything.
I always say this. I went from being in fashion and beauty to being in baby food and now being back in fashion, but it's all the same. It's all appealing to what we will make us emotionally connect with something, right? So it doesn't matter if you're buying a pair of shoes, if you're buying a eye cream, if you're buying something for your child. It's about knowing how to connect with a woman and it's knowing kind of like what world they're in, like what stage of their life they're in. And that's where you need to figure it out. But it's really understanding women. And
it's so true.
That's the key.
It's so true. But we love an emotional purchase. We talk about that all the time in the office. Like, and you got to connect. You do. Mm-hmm. Women have to feel connected. And then they're like, okay, yeah, I'm in.
Now I'm in. Now I'm sold.
Now I'm in. Now I'm sold. And what's next?
Okay, I'm going to talk about digestion. Again, digestion, it could be sexy. You already know what product I'm going to talk to you about, don't you? I know. It's my trusty Array Bloat Capsule. She's always saving the day. I love her because whether I've just had an indulgent dinner or I need overall digestion help, Array Bloat Capsules, she really does always have my back. All you need to do is take 2 to 3 bloat capsules immediately after a meal. Okay, here's what the capsules do. They reduce heartburn so you can actually eat your favorite foods without discomfort. It also speeds food breakdown. This will get everything moving smoothly down there. And another benefit is that it prevents gas before you deserve to hang out with your loved ones without worrying about clearing the room, if you know what I mean. Array Bloat Capsules literally get rid of all the uncomfortable symptoms we get after eating a super heavy meal. And the good news is they're laxative free, so you're not going to have to run to the bathroom or anything embarrassing like that. I love this product. I'm obsessed with this product. I carry it around in my purse wherever I go.
So I always have them whenever I need them. I bring them to dinner, on vacation, in the car, even when I'm just eating too many snacks around the house. I'm not even kidding. They work in under an hour. Like, I can literally feel the results and notice immediately if I forget to take them. Also, with the holidays coming, you should be able to eat whatever you want, whenever you want, and enjoy yourself without all the pain and gas. The packaging is super chic, small and enough to throw in your purse and take to all your holiday parties. This is a must-have product on Lipstick on the Rim. We're all obsessed with it. And Array is giving our listeners a discount code. Go to array.com and use code Lipstick, and you're going to get 10% off a one-time purchase or 25% off your first month's subscription. That's ARRAE.com, code Lipstick, for 10% off your first purchase or 25% off your first subscription purchase. You can never, ever, ever have too many pajamas, in my opinion, but finding the right pair can be tricky. I do consider myself to be quite the pajama connoisseur. I take the art of wearing pajamas very seriously. And when I find a brand that I love, I stick with them. You guys already know I'm obsessed with Print Fresh. I love supporting women-owned businesses. And this luxury, and when I tell you luxury sleepwear brand designs with inclusivity and sustainability in mind, and the brand is amazing. There are so many prints that are so good, and they literally have so many options. The prints are bold and beautiful, and they always combine nature into their prints in such a chic way. They have everyday prints, holiday prints, and any kind of print you're really obsessing on, they have them. They are seriously the perfect gift. They are guaranteed crowd pleaser. My kids love them, my husband loves them, and I love them. They also release new prints and styles every few weeks, so you'll never get bored. I'm currently obsessed with their leopard spot tufted slippers. These whimsical tufted slippers have the softest suede lining and no slip bottoms, which is so important when you're choosing slippers. I love to pair them with matching pajamas around the house or slip them on to enjoy some coffee. I seriously love, they have such an inclusive range. Seriously, the sizes range from extra small to 6X, making them the easiest and most perfect, chicest gift. 100% organic, and they will last you forever. And as I told you the last time, I'm still not over it. Free shipping and exchanges, two more reasons why they are the perfect gift for the holidays. Good news, people. I feel good. I'm in the giving spirit. I have a code for us. Head to printfresh.com and use code Lipstick for 15% off your first order. That's printfresh.com. Use code Lipstick for 15% off your first order. Now it's time to stock up with this 15% discount code for your holiday gifts or for yourself.
Out of all the lines with the beauty and your pajama baby and all your household items, and you have the best taste, like, what do you like to work on more?
The jewelry for me will always just be my favorite, like designing the jewelry, planning the photo shoots. I just have the most fun with that. And little James is fun because I get my kids involved. We used to be a full blown baby and kid clothing line. We've since scaled back. Now we're just pajamas because a few reasons. We don't have the bandwidth. It really needed its own team. And the pajamas are what's still the best for us. But my kids, you know, the beauty about kids is they're brutally honest. So I do ask their opinions on all of the patterns. All of the prints are hand-drawn by a girl that I work with. And they, you know, they tell me what they like. And that's fun because then they're excited to wear them and they're involved in a little way, which is nice.
So a lot of our listeners, they want to be you. They want to do everything you're doing. We got this question. Would you give advice to our listeners to start to detoxify their lives, moving into more of a clean lifestyle? And we wanted to talk a little bit about clean eating, your fitness, your confidence, and yes, your beauty. But how do you start living a clean life?
How do you clean up your life?
How do you clean up your life?
Yeah. Oh man, I love this because I am really passionate about health. I think food is the most important thing. So if you're going to start somewhere, start in the kitchen. And for me, that means organic as often as possible. I'm all about ingredients. So eating real food. I never look at calories or fat. Sometimes I'll look at sugar, but not really.
We just had this conversation this morning. I'm like, why are we fucking gluten-free? What? Because it's more carbs. I mean, do we really need to be gluten-free? Can't we just eat the bread?
No, eat the bread. As long as it's real bread, eat the damn bread. Eat real butter, eat bacon. I think all of these things, I mean, everything in moderation, of course,
yes.
But You know, it's, for me, it's all about real whole foods. And nowadays everything is about marketing and, you know, no fat, sugar free. This, it's like all that means is chemicals, and chemicals are so bad for us. If you can't lose a little bit of weight, I would say go look at all the ingredients in your pantry and see what's really going on. I also think we stay away from cow's milk for the most part. We do use real butter, but we don't drink milk. If I buy yogurt, it's sheep milk yogurt or goat milk yogurt for my kids. I rarely eat that stuff. I usually do coconut milk yogurt. So it's nothing white, no white salt, no white sugar, no white flour, just real wholesome ingredients. We do rice, but we do black forbidden rice. You know, we do pasta, but it's the lentil pasta or the brown rice pasta. So I think you can still eat everything that you want to eat as long as you're choosing different ingredients. Cheese, you know, we do all kinds of different goat cheeses, buffalo mozzarella, like all of those little swaps go along.
And how did your kids do with that? Because like I have my two older, so my girls are 7, 5 and then 2.5, well, almost 3. She'll be 3 in March. But my older two, awesome eaters. My third is the devil child when it comes to food. Like she will go on a starvation strike. Like she will not eat food. And we've tried to out her for days, not feeding her. And she just is like, great, go for it. Like, just go. And
she sounds like my third.
So my question is really, how do your kids eat like that? Are they comfortable in that? How did you swing that? And your third, what was the magic trick with that one?
Well, so my kids luckily have never really known any different. And so it was actually easier earlier on where now, especially, well, now all three of mine, you know, they're at school, on the bus, kids are giving them all kinds of crap. They have all these wrappers in their backpack. I'm like, who's giving you all this candy and all this just like nasty, like Slim Jims and like, it's harder now. I would say, I know, I'm like, please don't eat that. Please don't eat that. I'm like, you can swap that in for a piece of like healthier candy. But so my daughter is the one who I think because she's the third, and with the third, you know, you just get a little bit more relaxed. Where like my first one, I was making everything, you know, all the best baby food and all this and that. And by the time Sailor came around, it was like, just grab something to go. Like, we don't have time for all of that, you know? So she unfortunately didn't have as good of a foundation as my boys did.
Yeah. Oh, I heard a story about a woman who made her own. Every time she would take her child to a birthday party, she would call the mom in advance and find out what cake they were having because her kid had never had sugar. And she would make the cake. And her big issue was when she found out the kid was having an ice cream party. So she had to figure out how to make like the ice cream without dairy, without anything. I was like, wow, that child's going to go buck wild in college.
I mean, that's a commitment. That's my thing. Yeah. There has to be balance. I definitely let my kids have that stuff because I don't want them to go the opposite way.
Totally.
And my oldest now, Camden, who's 9, he's a little over 9. He is starting to connect the dots and he's realizing he doesn't feel as well when he eats like crap. And he's just becoming more aware of, I guess, really, he's just becoming more aware of looks and now girls and all that. And so food is a big part of that. So now it's almost like he's like coming back around, which is a good thing.
So what clean snacks do you feed your kids? Like what are some like household snacks you have on the go to grab?
We have a ton of beef jerky sticks. We have the Lesser Evil popcorn. We have a lot of different bars. Scout is called Scout. These little bars that my kids love. My kids actually love those seaweed snacks.
Oh my God. So by the way, I literally buy them in bulk. So in terms of
I love them too.
What is your daily, like what, give us like your meal plan. Like what do you like to eat?
How do we look like you?
You guys do look like me.
We do. But,
so I love cooking. I love planning ahead. I'm the kind of person that, you know, Sunday night or whatever, I will sit down, I'll write my menu for the week. Breakfast is anything from scrambled eggs with goat cheese and spinach to a smoothie to, I've been making these crepes lately, which they're actually healthy because it's pretty much just eggs and arrowroot powder. So we were on a crepe kick last week.
Wow.
Lunches, I typically will do a salad with some sort of protein. I eat steak, I eat chicken, I eat fish, I eat everything pretty much. The only thing I don't eat a ton of is pork, but I will eat bacon once in a while. But I'm not just like making a pork chop. Let's see, dinners, we do anything from, my God, lasagna to chicken ragu a la king. Some of these recipes are in True Comfort to just maybe steak. and a vegetable if we just want to be really simple. I mean, it just kind of depends. I do love going all out, or if there's not a ton of time, then I'll just do, you know, steak, chicken, fish, whatever, and then a veggie.
Well, I think it's important. I mean, that's what I love doing the live with you. Like, I know you cook. Like, I can tell, like, even when, you know, we'll interview someone, I'm like, you didn't do your own cookbook. You don't even cook. Like, you know, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I just... No, I mean
it's
that.
True.
I'm like, you didn't.
I want to be you. Like when you just said you want it on Sundays, you sit down and want to plan for the week. Like I actually have that desire to do that every week. I was so proud of myself. I flew out the door yesterday to run to the airport and I made my husband a chili before I left. And I just wanted validation that I did that for him. And I was like, hey, babe, how was the chili? It was good. I was like, that's it? I like made you chili that I wasn't eating. And I was so proud of myself, but like that's to me, it's like the planning. It all comes down to planning because when you don't plan, you make unhealthy choices. And I think that's the key.
Exactly. Yep. And also traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I travel, I bring a salad with me on the plane. Always.
Always.
Without fail. Always, always, always. And I have a bunch of snacks.
Me too. And I don't drink anymore on the plane.
No.
I don't. If I'm taking just like...
I don't need shitty alcohol.
I don't need shitty alcohol. I mean, I like it, but I don't need it. You know what I mean? Like, I just...
Yep. I don't either. You get so bloated on the plane too when you're drinking.
I know. Do you work out?
I do. So I typically work out 5 times a week and I lift weights.
Your arms.
And I'm able to push myself. Like I lift a decent amount of weight. I'll do pull-ups. I'll do squats. I'll do the whole thing. I love it. Working out for me, obviously the physical aspect, but truly the mental portion of it is what I need to stay sane and to not be so stressed. Not so stressed out. To just like keep everything calm.
Do you believe, have you always lifted weights? Because people are now like, you got to lift weight to lose the body fat.
I've been lifting weights for probably 8 years or so.
Oh, wow.
But I just in the last year and a half have started pushing myself. Like I used to have 5 pound weights and be like, oh, that was a great workout. But I was skinny, but I didn't really have any muscle definition where now I'm really pushing myself. So I've gained weight, but I've gained muscle. So instead of being so hung up on the number on the scale, I'm like, okay, how do I feel? How do my clothes fit? That sort of thing.
So I'm holding a chic, elevated, and timeless necklace in my hands right now. I'm not lying, people. I promise you. Okay, I have to describe it to you because it's that good. It is dainty, 14 karat solid gold chain with the most tasteful, casual, and chic diamond right in the center. It's literally the necklace that is as timeless as your favorite white tea or the iconic breakfast at Tiffany's. It's called the Classic Diamond Necklace from Goriana. Yep, that's right. Goriana, if you want to go and snag one and twin with me, it doesn't get any more timeless than this necklace from one of my favorite brands that you've heard me talk about before, Goriana. Their jewelry is incredible. It's cool. It's chic. It's honestly meant to be layered. It's so good. It just has the right amount of shimmer and shine. They're located here in Laguna Beach, California, one of the best places in California to live, I might add. And really, I love them because they have jewelry that you'll live in. And I promise you, you'll love them because it's not just a matter of something being trendy or not. This is something you will use day after day, month after month, year after year. You will be able to layer them with every outfit every day. Okay, the holidays are coming and Goriana offers free gift wrapping, free engraving, and free shipping, the triple threat. Their jewelry is perfect for literally anyone on your list. I have been wearing their necklaces with everything recently and I have been getting so many compliments. Literally, they go with everything. You can dress it up, you can dress it down. And as we all know, jewelry really does just take an outfit to the next level. And investing in some timeless pieces is so, so important. Okay, good news. Goriana is offering us a gift with purchase exclusively for Lipstick on the Rim listeners. All you have to do is visit goriana.com/lipstick for a free jewelry roll. Again, you can head to goriana.com. That's goriana.com/lipstick to receive a free jewelry roll so you can take your jewelry from coast to coast. I promise you guys, you're going to be obsessed.
Okay, so you guys, she was recently on the cover of New Beauty, which if you know Emisha and I, we are obsessed with. It is so good. It's every type of beauty product doctor. Like they do the befores and afters. It's so good. Anyway, Kristen was on the cover and she was quoted as saying, "I'm not going to apologize for being confident." And that is the one thing.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, you've always been.
You've always carried yourself, even probably when you weren't. Like, I was like, God, that girl is confident. I don't mean that. I don't say that about a lot of people, but. In a great way, you come off as very confident.
Tell us the secrets.
You fake it till you make it. You know, it's funny, like on Laguna Beach in high school, everyone's like, how are you so confident? I wasn't. I was a 17, 18 year old kid like anybody else. I was a mess. I was figuring out who I was. But I think you just got to fake it till you make it. And, you know, I think a part of it, my whole life growing up, I moved around a lot. So I was always the new girl. And I think just being forced into these situations, I had to make new friends. I had to get out of my comfort zone.
I was the same.
But now I think as you get older, you know, confidence becomes a very different thing. In my early 20s, it was like, it was more superficial, where now I know myself really well. I know who I am, what I stand for. I know what I like, what I don't like. And that in itself is more of like a calming confidence, I think. And so I actually feel like this is the first time in my life where I am truly just confident. Like I'm okay, I'm comfortable in my skin, where before I don't know that I could actually say that.
What do you recommend for women who are struggling with confidence?
Gosh, I mean, I think it's really about getting to know yourself and being brutally honest with yourself. If that means journaling, if that means doing a gratitude journal, whatever it is for you, it's really just figuring out who you are. And I don't know. It's a tricky thing. I think confidence really does come with age too. And just all the lessons that we've learned along the way and everything we've been through. Becoming a mom gave me a lot of confidence too, because I felt like I finally had a real identity and a real purpose. And so, you know, I think it's for a lot of people, maybe it's about finding something that they really love and they're really excited about. And that could be a hobby, that could be anything, but just trying things until you figure out where you light up, you know, where you really come to life.
I know. I think it's so important. Like, I mean, clearly we try to do so many things like you do, but it does make me happy, and some things work and some things don't work. But sometimes when I don't think things are working, they're actually working. It's weird. Like what I thought wouldn't work, I'm like, oh my God, that's actually working. And like, I don't have to fake it anymore. It's actually working.
How do you find the balance? Because you're a mom to three kids, but you're also obviously, I mean, to say you're busy is an understatement. I mean, you've got a lot going on. How do you balance it all?
Well, I was sort of thrown into this figuring out this perfect balance situation with my divorce, because now I have my kids half the time, and that's been a huge adjustment for me. But what I've decided to do is the weeks that I don't have my kids, that's when I work, you know, that's when I'm busting my ass. That's when I'm traveling if I have to, that's whatever. But then when I have my kids, I'm mom. I mean, that's it. I've gotten a babysitter two or maybe it's three times now in the last year and a half since I got a divorce when I have my kids. And one of them was to go to dinner with my mom, like after the kids were in bed. And one of them was for a baby shower. So I really, when I have my kids, I am mom. And my kids are also in school now. They don't get home until 4:15.
Wow.
So I have a whole day too, you know, where I can work out. I can, you know, design. I can I'm working on a new cookbook. So I can do all those things. It's really freed up my life a lot. So balance has actually been fairly easy for me, I would say.
So we are a beauty podcast. We are a beauty podcast. We do need to talk about makeup and beauty. And if you're into clean beauty, I mean, you've got your look and it's gorgeous and glowy. So give us some of your
right,
beauty.
Yeah. So what's your favorite foundation?
Okay. My favorite foundation is Armani Luminous or whatever it's called. I've been using it since I was honestly probably 18. I will never use anything else, I don't think.
Do you use a self-tanner?
No. I'm half Italian. I'm 50% Italian. So I'm really white right now, but I naturally have all of the skin. So I can get tan very easily and I can hold it. So I don't like the fake tanner. The spray tan, the only time I've ever done them was when I did Dancing with the Stars. I hated them. And I don't do, I just don't. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't want to feel orange or streaked or like it's so hard. Like I know people are obsessed with them. I'm like, I just don't want to be streaky.
No.
Well, and then your sheets in the morning.
Oh.
Like your bed sheets in the morning. You're like, oh my God. It's so
Okay, favorite hair product.
There is an R&Co product. It is the texturizing. It's like a cream or something. You like rub it. I think it might be called Sandcastle. You rub it in between your hands and it just gives your hair like nice texture, just kind of makes it beachy. And it's like the perfect You know what you can also do with it? You can like go under your hair like this for volume and kind of like get it up in your scalp and go like this. And it's awesome.
Do you like a curling iron or a straightening iron? If you had to pick one.
If I had to pick one, I would go curling.
Yeah, I'm with you too.
I'm starting to do the curling iron kind of wave, which I quite like. It doesn't hold on me though.
I do. I can't do them. I can do one side, but then the other side I can't do. So then I just look insane. So
it's always one side. Oh, it's so much better.
One side I've got and she's perfect. And then the other side, it's like, meh.
I know.
Favorite body lotions or oils or anything along those lines? Body scrubs?
I get my body lotion is, I want to say it's Sun Food. It's a clean lotion, no scent. I'm not crazy about scents. I just get it at a little local store here. I think it's called Sun Food. But yeah, I don't do a lot of scents for lotion. And I will say like hair and makeup is the one area of my life I haven't completely transitioned over into clean. But as far as like lotion and all that stuff, I want to make sure that's clean and I'm not putting a bunch of chemicals on my body.
Do you like a dry shampoo?
I love a dry shampoo. I have all the dry shampoos on the planet. Yeah, right now I have the IGK one that I've been using Jet Lag.
That's so good. You got to use the Russian Amber Imperial by, oh my God, how could I? Philip B. It's so good. It doesn't.
Oh, okay.
It's so good. And you don't lose the shine. She loves the Moroccan oil one.
I love the Moroccan oil. It's got the little purple. It's like the purple shampoo.
I haven't tried that one.
Yeah. If you've got blonde hair, it like really brightens the blonde. It's just my little.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to try both of those.
But if you're trying to clean up your makeup and you like the Armani Luminous, I'm super into the Ilia. Have you tried the skin tint, the foundation?
Oh,
it's amazing.
No, but I will.
It's clean and it'll give you, it's the only clean foundation that I've truly fallen in love with.
Mm. She's good. Ilia is great.
Oh, I'm excited about
try
that.
The mascara as well. I mean,
I'm going to write this down.
They're so good.
Yeah.
And they have the multi sticks are good. Ilia is a great line. Also, you might like Kosas, Kosas. They have also a great line.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. I'm going to check
I've had a hard time finding clean makeup that actually like doesn't break down on your skin. Because it used to be like you'd try a foundation, it would just kind of clump on your skin. But Ilia has been hands down my favorite. And Suntegrity, if you're looking for a tinted moisturizer that's also all clean, you can try to get it on Amazon now. But it's a tinted moisturizer with a high SPF sunscreen in it. And it's a mineral sunscreen. It's a really pretty dewy finish. And it's also all natural and all clean.
What's your favorite sunscreen?
Amazing. Okay, this is helpful. I have Elta MDA.
Yeah, I love that one.
On my face. And then the one that I use on my body, oh my gosh, I get it at Whole Foods. I mean, it's like the most standard one that they have. And I put it on my kids too. Whatever it is, it's zinc oxide. That's what I try to look for with sunscreen is that it's zinc oxide and not all the
I do too. I do zinc oxide as well. Not on the kids, definitely, sometimes on me. All right. So here at Lipstick on the Rim, we do rapid fire. What is your biggest pet peeve?
People being late and then something just so stupid and random is leftover time on the microwave. Like if it's flashing 20 seconds,
me too.
It drives me bananas.
Me too. Press clear. Press clear.
Press clear.
Press clear.
Oh, I'm with you. I want to know what time it is. And I usually look at the microwave for the time.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly.
Go-to cocktail.
Tequila, Blanco, soda, jalapenos, and limes.
Oh, that's ours.
God, we love you.
Yeah.
We love you. We would add a little bit of grapefruit juice to make it a Paloma, but we love you.
Love. Oh, yeah. I've seen you do that.
What's your favorite indulgence?
I'm a sweets girl. Well, okay. If you want to look at it from that perspective, sweets I love, but massages for me are like my guilty pleasure. I try to get one every 2 weeks.
Wait, I love it. With sweets, have you tried Tony's Choco Lonely?
You need to write me a list.
I will tell you. So Tony's Choco Lonely, my girlfriend turned me on to it and it's just, just a tiny little bite of it at night. They have a flavor that's like a milk chocolate. And I don't love milk chocolate because I don't like it to be too sweet, but it's actually a little bit dark chocolatey and it's got pretzel and toffee. Mm. It is truly, I will tell you, probably the top two chocolates I've had in my life. God, and you can buy it at Whole Foods.
I like the Hugh dark chocolate, the salty chocolate, the dark chocolate. I know
better than Hugh.
It's better than Hugh.
It's better than Hugh.
I love Hugh. And they're hazelnut butter. It's better than Hugh.
It's better than Hugh, guys. I'm telling you, Tony's Chocolate Only. I have to not have it at home anymore.
Rate your driving skills from 1 to 10.
I would say I'm a 9. Like, I'm a pretty good driver. I'm aggressive, but I'm safe.
Me too.
That's how aggressive. I feel.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm like, Mike tells you I'm a terrible driver.
No, you're not.
I'm a really good driver. I just don't like bad drivers.
Yeah, I don't like bad drivers.
I like to go around them.
Same.
So are you a morning person or a night person?
I've become a morning person, and I was never that way until I had kids mm-hmm. and then I was forced to be. But now in the last like 4 or 5 years, like I love a morning. I love it.
If you had a superpower, what would it be?
Be invisible.
Yeah, me too.
Me too. I would love that.
Or what everyone is saying.
I want to have like a tequila with you.
I know. We're going to cook and hang out. I'm going to have you over to dinner the next time you're in LA.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Final question. If you could tell, you could give advice to Kristen Cavallari, your 10-year-old self, what would it be?
Oh, wow. 10. I would say be present, be in the moment instead of always trying to be older and be in the next mm-hmm. phase. Enjoy being 10. Enjoy being 16. Because it goes so fast.
It does. You're amazing. I'm so glad we got you on. We're so lucky. We literally, people, you know, you keep coming up, and we always try to ask our listeners who they want to see, who they want to listen to, who do they want to get to know. And you're great in every way. I know you personally, and I can just say she is a great mom. She's a great human, and she is available. So, and hot. So, if you're listening to Lipstick on
the Rocks,
and she cooks, and she cooks. So there you have it. You can DM her, and she doesn't need kids. She already has kids. So there you go.
She doesn't need kids.
Yeah.
So
check that box.
I love you guys.
You guys can find her at Kristen Cavallari. She has all things Uncommon James, Little James, and great books, and we love you, and thank you for coming on. And we literally need to have a cocktail and eat.
I know.
We really do.
I know.
We really do.
So nice to meet you.
We need to have a cocktail.
We do.
I know, you too. Thank you guys so much for having me on. This was a lot of fun.
You're the best. We will cheers you
You will have
a tea.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
See, she's so great.
She's so easy.
She's so beautiful on the inside and out. And that's why I really wanted to have, you know, come clean with Kristen Cavallari, because she's
also got her shit together for a 34-year-old.
She's got her shit together. She's just, I don't know. She's kind of that superwoman. You know, she's that super mama. And I love that. And I love her positivity. And when we did the live together a few months ago, she was so genuine and so nice. And I know she's, you know, had a hard time, and that's not an easy period of time in life to go through. But I'm a big fan. We're big fans.
Thank you for doing that. I was very excited about that.
All right, you guys. We will see you guys next week.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emma Shagormally. We are so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim and Molly B. Sims, or my website, where you can dive just a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and more at mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. Wanted to give a special thanks to my team, Ashley Gasparian, Schaefer Carrillo, Ashley Sanchez, and Michelle Harrison, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.